This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran has announced strikes in northern Iraq and Syria as regional tensions escalate. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Iran says it launched strikes against what it called spy headquarters and the gathering of anti-Iranian terrorist groups shortly after missiles hit an upscale area near the U.S. consulate in Erbil, the seat of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region. The Kurdish regional government said in a statement that 4 civilians were killed and 6 injured in the strikes. A statement from Iran's Revolutionary Guards on state media said it had struck terrorist operations, including Islamic State targets in Syria. Another statement claimed that it had hit headquarters of Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, in the Kurdish region of Iraq. A U.S. official said no U.S. facilities were struck or damaged in the attacks. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, a spokesperson from the Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi movement says they targeted a U.S. ship in the Gulf of Aden. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat.
The heads of 3 major UN agencies are warning that Gaza urgently needs more aid or its desperate population will suffer widespread famine and disease. That call came Monday as authorities in the enclave reported that the death toll in the Israel-Hamas war had surpassed 24,000. The UN agency chief said didn't directly point a finger at Israel, but they say aid delivery is hobbled by the opening of too few border crossings, a slow vetting process for trucks and goods going into Gaza, and continued fighting. Israel plays a deciding factor in all those things. Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza was sparked by the militant group's October 7th attack. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian Air Force shot down a Russian early warning and control plane that can spot targets up to 650 kilometers away. And a key command center aircraft that relays information to troops on the ground, and a significant blow for the Kremlin's forces. The planes are fundamental tools in helping orchestrate Russian battlefield movements in Ukraine. Shooting them down, if confirmed, would be a landmark feat for Ukraine in the almost 2-year war, as fighting along the front line is largely bogged down in trench and artillery warfare. Russia has largely ensured its air dominance during the war, as Ukraine fights with its fleet of Soviet-era warplanes against Moscow's more modern aircraft. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. AP's Ed Donahue with more.
Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. In a statement, the Pentagon says the cancer was treated early and his prognosis is excellent. This was all kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, President Biden was asked if he still has confidence in Austin.
I do.
The president answered yes when asked if it was a lapse in judgment. A review is underway. While Austin was at Walter Reed, the U.S. launched a series of military strikes late last week on the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. Austin will be working from home as he recovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Many countries and international organizations openly reiterated their commitment to the One China principle. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning said at a press briefing in Beijing on Monday. VOA's Kim Lewis has more on that story.
Mao made the remarks after Maria Zakharova, spokeswoman of the Russian Foreign Ministry, said that Russia opposes any form of Taiwan secession and calls on all external forces to refrain from provocative actions undermining regional stability and international security in response to the outcome of the local leadership election in the Taiwan region. Mao says the commitment of other nations to the One China principle represents the voice of justice and peace in the international community. She also thanked the countries for their support for China's position. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The anti-poverty organization Oxfam International says the world could have its first trillionaire within a decade. The group on Monday released an annual assessment of global inequalities timed to the World Economic Forum's gathering of political and business elites at the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Oxfam says the fortunes of the 5 richest men have spiked by 114%. They are Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault, and his family luxury company, and the Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Larry Ellison.